from the St. Ignatius Chapel at the Manresa Jesuit Spiritual Renewal Center in Pickering, Ontario. The National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Sunday TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Sunday TV Mass on this, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Jack Lynch, and the televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Placerville, California. The Mass is offered in thanksgiving for the blessings received and in loving memory of deceased family members. And on behalf of all who are gathered for this sacred celebration, we thank our donor for the gift of this telecast. And so we begin as we should always begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather this day, we acknowledge our sin and ask forgiveness of our God. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sin, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us.
For you alone are the Holy One.
You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power, above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud, took some of the spirit that was on Moses, and put it on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. But they were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Love the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Come now, you rich people, weep and wail for the miseries that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted, and their rust will be evidence against you, and it will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasures for the last days. Listen, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous one who does not resist you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And after Jesus had finished teaching the disciples, John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched." And this is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would say this text from the Gospel of Mark is most enlightening. The disciples report something which bothered them very much. An unknown person was expelling demons, and this behavior is an intrusion into their work and mission because he wasn't one of them. And Jesus reproaches them and shows how radically different his thinking is to theirs. The first and most important thing is not the growth and the prestige of this small group, but rather that God's grace should reach every human being, even through people who don't belong to the group. Jesus rejects the sectarian and exclusive policy of his disciples and adopts an open and inclusive attitude in which the important thing is to free people from what dehumanizes them and makes them feel unhappy. That is the spirit that must always animate us and the disciples. The doors of this new temple, which is Jesus, are open to all. No one is excluded. Sinners, the unclean, even non-believers. The God who lives in Jesus belongs to all and is for all. Paul's description of the church as the one body of Christ in which there is no longer distinction between Jews and Christians, Jews and Gentiles, slave or free, should continue to inspire our work for all-inclusiveness within the church and in the world. I always like to recall the words of Roman Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, who said, "Mission is finding out where the Spirit is at work and then joining in." The Spirit is present in our world, in other peoples, cultures, and religions, and other efforts for justice. Where the Spirit of God is at work is where we are to join in. And as Pope Francis reminds us, we do so with the joy of the gospel. In his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis expressed a concern and a hope that remains uppermost in his thoughts. And he writes, "Once this health crisis passes, our worst response would be to plunge even more deeply into feverish consumerism and new forms of egotistic self-preservation. God willing, after all this, we will no longer think in terms of them and those, but only us. For this reason," these are Francis's words, "I have wished to devote the message for tomorrow's celebration of the World Day of Migrants and Refugees to the theme, toward an ever wider we, in order to indicate a clear horizon for our common journey in this world. That horizon is already present. God created us male and female, different yet complementary. In order to form a we destined to become even more numerous in the succession of generations, God created us in his image, in the image of his own triune being, a communion in diversity." And Pope Francis offers us this prayer in his reflection. "Holy, beloved Father, your Son, Jesus, taught us that there's great rejoicing in heaven when someone lost is found, when someone excluded, rejected, or discarded is gathered into our we, which thus becomes ever wider. We ask you to grant the followers of Jesus and all people of goodwill the grace to do your will on earth. Bless each act of welcome and outreach that draws those in exile into the we of community and of the church, so that our earth may truly become what you yourself created it to be, the common home of all our brothers and sisters. Amen." And please join me now as we pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And we pray this day for all those in our daily TV Mass community who are dedicated to the care of the sick. May they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with hope and joy. And for this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, this sacrifice, mine and yours, may become acceptable to God the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
And grant us, O merciful God, that this, our offering, may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It's truly right and just. It's our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Drink this cup.
And therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. And humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, and all the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And faithful to the teaching of Jesus, we pray now just as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen. Let us join together in this prayer to Saint Joseph. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
And let us pray. May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let us go in the peace of Christ, glorifying the Lord by our lives.
Thanks be to God.
Have a good day.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.